This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW, and joining me are some board members of the Children's Theater Association of San Francisco, Maggie Dobbins and Brenda McLean, who are both volunteer board members, and I use the word volunteer because we're going to talk about that because that's important. But this is an organization that provides live musical theater for over 6,000 young children in San Francisco schools. Now, Brenda, tell me a little bit about the organization.
Well, the organization was founded in 1934 by a small group of San Francisco women who really found a need in the community that was probably not being addressed to introduce young children to the joys of live musical theater. Consequently, they put together a committee of many of their friends, and they single-handedly put this show together, making costumes, designing sets. In the early days, they would troop to each of the schools. We did not have a site that the children could come to. And it, needless to say, it was exhausting work driving around all of this equipment and putting these shows on several times a week.
So, but now you're at the Cal Theater at Fort Mason, providing programs for all of these thousands and thousands of kids here in San Francisco. So Maggie, how do schools get involved in this?
We've got a system set up where we send a postcard out before the beginning of the school year to grades K through 3 in the San Francisco Unified School District, as well as to classes that have come to prior performances, and we announce our play. And we announce the dates of the play, as well as the date and when they can sign up to make a reservation to attend a play. And so that we give them this notice quite a few weeks ahead of time so that they can plan their year schedule and when they will have a date available to come to the shows. And then around mid-September, we open our reservation system, and that's a first-come, first-serve school. So they start sometimes at 1 in the morning to log in.
And it's free. The schools don't pay anything for it.
That's correct. And I think that's what's such a wonderful opportunity for people to introduce their classes to theater. But they do have to organize. They've got to get a bus, or they've got to carpool and get chaperones. And so the teachers go through tremendous effort to come to the show. And we have some teachers who have been coming for decades, you know. And then we've got others who are trying. So it's just an open system that does fill up quickly. We've got a wait list, and that's how we reach them.
And once they've signed up, you send information out to the teachers so the kids are prepared?
We do. A couple weeks before each show, for each performance, we send those classrooms a synopsis of the play. And that also includes some talking points. So when we want to give as an opportunity for them to tell the kids maybe what to look for in the play, there's usually a morality tale in these kinds of shows. They tend to be Disney kinds of shows for young ones. And so there's usually a kind of a morality tale, and there's usually a bad character and a good character and some kind of things to help them look for in the play. And then afterwards, it gives them a chance to say, okay, what did you think about that? What did you see?
Now, Brenda, you've watched loads of kids come into a theater and look at these live musicals, and what do you see?
I just see their immediate, joyful faces, and I'll be a little personal here. I also have four grandchildren that have been in the Saturday performances, so I get immediate reviews from them. But it's just, I think maybe we as actors get more out of it than the kids do, just to be able to see how they are so energized by the magic they're seeing on a stage. And our eventual hope, of course, is that they become, you know, leaders in supporting this particular art form as they become adults.
And why do you think musical theater is so engaging as opposed to just a play for young kids?
Well, I think their concentration level is challenged with a lot of dialogue. And to have a song being performed every, say, 10 minutes is certainly going to keep them engaged, to say nothing of the sets, of the lights we have going on the ceilings and everything. And I think they're getting a lot more out of it than going to see a movie. And so we hope that's the benefit we're giving them.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW. And joining me are Maggie Dobbins and Brenda McLean, who are both on the board of the Children's Theater Association of San Francisco. Now, I mentioned at the beginning that there's a lot of volunteer work that goes into it, but you actually have some staff, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have two directors of some note. Our musical director is Bill Keck, who's been the music director at Beach Blanket Babylon for decades. And I think everybody in San Francisco is familiar with that show and how fantastic the music is. And we are very fortunate to have Bill Keck, who's been our music director for coming on 30 years, I believe. And he is at every performance and at rehearsals and teaches us the songs and the movements. Then we have a fabulous play director, Bill Starr, who's been on Broadway. He had a career as an actor and then moved to California and has had a full career of directing numerous plays throughout the Bay Area, an award-winning director. And he has been our play director for, again, decades as well. So we feel very privileged. Then we also, of course, have lighting experts and sound experts. And other than that, everybody on stage and the sets and the costumes and all the work that goes into putting on a play is the volunteer women.
So let's put out the call. So if people are interested in helping something like this, is it something that you can just apply for?
That would be wonderful. We are always looking for new members, where our need is, as you can imagine, is great. We also love to have, you know, new people come into the organization. They have a new vision and new things that maybe they can help us do things better. You know, we've been evolving since 1934 and have to keep evolving in order to stay relevant and be able to provide these performances. So we'd ask people, please, any skills you have or you just want to be a usher, volunteer, please do go to our website, ctasf.org, and send us an email. And it's the backbone of the organization. And I also have to say, it's a fantastic group of women that are so skilled, and what we have so much fun in creating theater.
Let me just say that I learned firsthand about the children's theater because of I was sitting across from a friend of mine, and at lunchtime, and she said, "You know, I'm volunteering at the children's theater." And I said, "Oh, what do you do?" And she says, "Well, I help put together the sets." And then she showed me, as everyone does now, she opened her phone and showed me a video of these absolutely beautiful, gorgeous, colorful sets that she and other volunteers created. And so you have sort of this array of people who do the hard artistic work of putting it together, and then the people who perform, they're not paid, are they?
No, they're not. And they're really, we have a talented group of actors and singers who we have two casts for every production. So that's a lot of actors required, over 50 for the run of a play usually. And very talented people have been acting all their lives, SAG card, you know, carrying people, as well as people like me who had never acted before, and I'm in the chorus and I have the time of my life. It's been a wonderful learning experience. So we have the range of people involved.
So if people sort of say, you know, I've always wanted to do something in the theater and I feel like I'd like to help my community, it's an opportunity, isn't it, Brenda?
It certainly is, and especially for people that really love being on the stage. We're at a point in our history now that we could really use some younger actors. Nothing against our 75-year-old, no, not really, she's not 75, but it's good that children have great imaginations because we ask them to use them when somebody looking like their grandmother is really performing as a child on the stage. So yes, we have a plea out to find actors. And like Maggie said, you don't have to have acting experience. Just somebody who would like to be on the stage, because we really have to start replacing ourselves to keep this mission alive.
It's called continuous improvement. I'd really like to thank Maggie Dobbins and Brenda McLean, who are both board members of the Children's Theater Association of San Francisco, for joining me. This is Carol Kosovar, Looking at Education on KALW.